Blog Talk Radio.
All right. All right. Okay, now I'm getting all in there. Let me wait. No, I'm alone. I'll get you quiet. Going on.
What can you do for me?
Time it is. I hope you have all of your crumpets together, baby, because it's time to dish tea, and you're dishing tea, darlings, with Big Meech. Hello there, babies. Yes, I am back. This is our first show, honey, that I mean, coming back post-operation. Yes, you guys know I had to have another surgery. Yeah, another one. And all of that. I apologize for the first beginning. I had another opening, but I did not realize that the damn song did not play. So for that first minute or so, I was tweaking everything to see what was going on. So that there be that. Otherwise, my darlings, that's what's happening here. So in any event, we are back. I will update you guys on my health and what's going on. The surgery was a success. This is part one of a two-part operation. So, yes, I'm starving to death. Because it was the gastric sleeve weight loss portion of this where I have to lose a substantial amount of weight in order to have the hernia repair. So that's where we are currently. I'm a week in from having the surgery. And things are going well. I have my mom in the studio with me, so I have to tame my mouth. So, y'all know I got a potty mouth, but I don't care. But I don't do that around my mama. So, it's good. You know, y'all may hear me start something. I may flip it around or whatever. But, yeah, I'm going to do my best because my mom is here with me. And so we're going to move forward, okay? So, now, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, I encourage you to please send them in to BigMeech@DishingTea.com. That's BigMeech@DishingTea.com. Or if you prefer, just go to the website, www.DishingTea.com, and right there you will find everything that you may need to know about me, some background information on me, how to submit any kind of questions or whatever. If you want to be a guest, if you want to be a potential sponsor for the show, or any of those kinds of things. And most importantly, if you got to get your copy, if you've not gotten a copy of my book, which a lot of you have not, this is the place to go get it, honey. Go get a copy of my book, Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey, right there, honey, for the low, low price of $15. I will personally autograph it and send it right out to you. So go there, www.dishingtea.com, okay? Now, if you are tuning in, the tea room is open, so those of you who are, hey, guest number 1178, child, hey, baby, I see you there. If you wish to log in and wish to have questions, comments, or concern on the air with our guest, the call-in number is 347-205-9183. That's 347-205-9183, okay? So right here, let me put my disclaimer, because Dishing Tea is a mature show for mature audiences, and the language and or subject matters that you hear are not for children or anyone who is not mature enough to handle the situation. So your listening discretion is advised. I'm going to repeat that. Dishing Tea with Big Meech is for mature audiences, and the language and or subject matters are not for children or anyone who is not mature to handle the subject matter. So your listening discretion is advised. Like I said, honey, y'all know I have a potty mouth, and I've earned it, you know, being 40-some-odd years old. However, because my mom is here in the studio with me, honey, I'm going to do my best efforts to curtail a lot of that, honey. So this is going to be a treat. Okay. But
do know this, honey. I don't know what bag I'm coming out of. Just know I'm coming out of one, okay? So today, it may not be my Prada bag, honey. It may be my church bag, or at least my mama's boy bag, honey. I don't know, but just know that I'm coming out of one, okay? So now, before we get things going, I would like for you to understand, honey, that today's show is it's one that I'm very intrigued to bring about, because when I first heard about this, honey, I just thought that this was going to be absolutely, absolutely phenomenal. Because of the elements that we're dealing with. You know, we're dealing with entertainment, we're dealing with hip-hop, we're dealing with R&B, we're dealing with jazz, and all the other elements that it comes in. And the biggest thing that I found out was that there is, you know, I've read and heard all about this so quote-unquote charm school for hip-hop artists. Well, we're going to delve into that. And before I bring my guest on, you know, I just want you to simmer on this, you know, for just a moment, because, you know, having that he's worked in the industry for 40 plus years or better, you know, with top entertainment celebrities, and understanding what this means, and being himself a performer and a dancer and a fashion icon and fashion artist, stylist, and all of that. The word that I'm looking for is designer, fashion designer. And, you know, being in that world, you know, he has taken what he has learned and then patterned himself after one of African Americans' most phenomenal business, and that was the Berry Gordy establishment with Motown and all of that, and decided that the whole idea of art and grooming and artist development is where the real work is to introduce the entertainer to the world, so that it's just not based on talent. You become a whole complete package. And so, with that in mind, honey, I just want to let me let you simmer on that, because before I bring him in, just simmer on the idea of, think about some of these hip hop artists who, you know, if they learn how to talk, you know, if they learn a little bit more about style and grace. You know, I mean, look at the award shows and stuff these days. You know, remember how back in the day, you know, everybody came out in a gown and, you know, or a tux, and, you know, everybody knew how to talk. You know, we didn't get full letter words carrying on and this, that, and the third. You know how you look at these things now and you say, what is wrong with this show? It was late. It was lame. And that's a lot of that is because of what's going on. So with that, think similar on that, because I'm bringing on someone who's going to give us some insight into his brand, into why his brand is necessary, into why his brand stands out amongst the others, and why he partners with others with the same mindset. Okay, so while you're doing that, let me, I'm gonna do a couple of special announcements right now, and then after the break, we're going to bring on my special guest. And let's see, my first announcement is going to be, if you're in the Detroit area this weekend, I want you to go and to support our own Pharaoh's Treasure Box, along with African Easy Silk. They're going to be participating in what is known as Blackening. Yes, this is the third annual Blackening celebration. It takes place Saturday, September 1st, 2012, from 9 p.m. until 2 a.m. at the luxurious Pi Banquet Hall. The theme is all black attire, and the entire venue will be graced with stunning and extravagant black decor. DJ Rookie will be providing the sounds, while event photographer Dame Black captures the night's moments. Kick off the night with free ballroom lessons from 9:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m., courtesy of Omega Psi Phi. All right now, the finest ballroom instructor, Jupiter of Jupiter's Aim. Later, you will get to showcase your skills and compete in all our skill level ballroom dance competitions. And there's two rounds, the preliminaries and the finals. And then the judges, the Neen crowd, attire is irresistibly black. No athletic apparel, no baseball caps, no gym shoes. You hear that? I'm going to say that one more time. No athletic apparel, no baseball caps, no gym shoes. Okay, enjoy complimentary chair massages. There's going to be two cash bars, free kitchen, free spacious parking, huge hardwood dance floors, and quality mobile business on site. So the tickets are $12 in advance, $15 after doors, slightly higher after 11 p.m. So, okay, for those of you who want to be ballers, honey, coming up after 11, you may end up paying $20, $25, $30 at the door per ticket. Okay, reservations, celebratory occasions, and vendoring opportunities are available. For more information, please call JOMO at 313-587-6260. That's 313-587-6260, okay? So now the other special event that I have is going to be, there's a lovely, lovely, lovely thing. If you're coming down here to the ATL, of course, everything is going on down here in the ATL. Okay, everything is going on. The group that I moderate on Facebook, Keeping It Big, the owners are going to be here. The lovely, lovely Lo and Romel are going to be in town. And let's see, Friday from 7 until 9, they're doing a wine and cheese appreciation party at the Residence Inn, Atlanta Premier Center. And that's going to be at 6096 Barfield Road Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia. This here gives you a time for those of you who are members and non-members. You can bring one non-member with you. You're invited to see the staff and the guests that come on out. And this is the time for us to meet and mingle. We've been interacting online and may not have known who we are. So this is the time for us to personally get connected and to go from there. Now, after that, we have a full thing. Saturday, we're going to sit back and kick back and do our thing as Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration goes on. And then comes Sunday. Ha, ha, ha. Sunday is going to be where we have where the grown and sexy can become grown and sexier, if you understand what I mean. Because Keeping It Big is going to be presenting sex in the ATL. So this is going to be their adult theme party where everybody, when you come there, honey, this is going to be your chance to meet and mingle and to get a little frisky if you so choose. Okay, it's going to be the same at the Residence Inn, Atlanta Premier Center. For more information, please go to the Facebook page, and that is facebook.com, and go to Keeping It Big, okay? Or, you know, if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns about that, you can dial either 773-236-4838 or 312-399-9837. Again, 773-236-4838 or 312-339-9837. So that's your events for this weekend coming up. And let me go here. I'm going to take a short little break, and when I come back, we're going to be talking with my very own, honey, the illustrious Mr. Angelo Ellerbe. So stay right there. I'll be right back in 2 and 2.
The Caribbean American Boys Entertainment. We specialize in jerk and conch food catering, party promotions and emceeing, entertainment with the Caribbean swagger, island fever on the mainland, bam bam. We also provide customized tour guides through gay-friendly Bahamas to all the hot spots of dining and club life events. Mr. Savano T. DeMarco is the founder and CEO of the CABC. For more information, please contact him at CaribbeanBoysATL@yahoo.com. That's CaribbeanBoys with a Z, ATL, at yahoo.com, or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Savano T. DeMarco. That's Facebook.com/Savano T. DeMarco. Caribbean American Boys Entertainment. Island fever on the mainland. Bam, bam.
Trigg Laboratories manufactures premium sexual wellness and consumer healthcare products and is the parent company of Wet International Incorporated, one of the world's best-selling lines of personal lubricants and intimacy products. We carry a large variety of personal and flavored lubricants, flavored heating massage lotions, and aromatherapy heating massage oils. Whether you need a little or a lot, Wet has you covered. Our line of high-quality, innovative, and unique products are formulated using only the finest ingredients at our FDA-approved facility, meeting the strictest manufacturing standards. Wet is available worldwide at specialty stores and online retailers and at pharmacies nationwide. For more information or to find a retailer near you, log on to www.stayswetlonger.com. Trigg Laboratories. We create fun, quality, trusted products to innovate your intimacy.
Hi, I'm Angelo Ellerby. You may be questioning yourself, who the hell is Angelo Ellerby?
Angelo Ellerby.
Angelo Ellerby.
Angelo Ellerby.
Angelo Ellerby.
Angelo Ellerby.
Angelo Ellerby.
I'm the CEO, the president of Double Exposure Communications. I'm known for having solutions to the problems, but I'm best known for in the music and entertainment and film communities as creating stars like Mary J. Blige and Alicia Keys and DMX and Genuine. And the list continues. You know what the key thing in any starting point and direction in your career is that that's what you select to do is etiquette, proper manners, diction, speech. I went to Paris, France when I was 17 years old, and I worked as a model in a design and assistant designer, and I didn't know the culture, and I didn't know the manner of how to just move forward. I didn't know anything, but all I wanted to do was be a part of the entertainment industry. And there was a lovely young lady that taught me diction, speech, and mannerisms. Believe it or not, I know it's corny, I know it's just whack, but you really want to sit down and learn about manners. I even remember when I introduced it to the New York Times.
He's been called the Henry Higgins of the music world. He's the only man who would dare to run a charm school for rappers. We're talking with the one and only Angelo Ellerby.
And people were like, what? Yeah, it was just a way to get the attention of the masses to understand the importance of longevity and etiquette and manners and etiquette and manners. Because I think that we're judged on first impressions as opposed to a learning impression. The first time we meet, the first time we see is what we really mold in our minds is what that individual is all about. And so I really wanted to just break down the barriers and teach the importance of winning skills. I want you all to stay close to your TV. Stay real close to your TV. They've designed a show for me about manners, about etiquette. Wow, I'm going to move into your living room. I'm going to come to your living room and teach you start out, start quality, etiquette. I want you to understand how to win in the world, not just the music industry. How to get that job and keep it. How to move forward with confidence and excellence and with style. That's what I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you the proper way to win. I'm going to be your guest in your house. That's welcome home, Mr. Ellerby, coming to you. He's ready.
Is he? Is he ready to dish his tea with Big Meats? Well, let's find out. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the stage. He is the creator, the CEO, and the brain behind Double Exposure Entertainment. This is the one and only Mr. Angelo Ellerby. Hey there, baby. How are you?
I'm blessed, man. How are you today?
Honey, I am everything, and everything is me. Honey, I'm sitting up here. Oh, I'm in a little pain, but it's nothing I can't work through. So, you know, this is just being post-surgery, but everything is good. Everything is good. I can't complain.
Well, you know what? I think that it's really important that we understand the importance of prayer. So while you're sick, we're going to give a prayer for you, and maybe all of your listeners will tune in and just maybe say a prayer before we get into this whole conversation, because that's
well,
what's
right
in my life. Excuse me?
I said, well, all right then.
Okay, I mean, because prayer for me is the answer, so we're going to ask God just to hold his hands around your hands, around your mother's hands, lift you, give you the strength in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, give you what you need to have as a speedy recovery, and trust in God. That's the prayer that we want to start this conversation on.
All right, and we will start it right there, and I receive that, and
now,
all the love that it came
with
in.
Angela Ellaby.
Well, all right then, my darling, let me first start by saying that since you've been into my consciousness, I have to say that I admire you and I aspire to have the same level of success that you have acquired for yourself. I am so loving the fact that other folks have taken the time to really understand that artist development is paramount in, you know, for the longevity of one's career, for the just so that it is a complete and entire package. We get so bombarded with wanting folks to be talented and the whole keeping it real genre and this, that, and the other. And then yet we have a lot of people out here who get sucked up and caught up and caught out and all of these different other things. And so I must say that I applaud you for your efforts and for your business of wanting to make sure that you keep that intact.
You know what, man? I'm going to try to tell you something. I've learned the importance of claiming victory. I was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. I was raised by a single mother. I was raised on welfare dollars. I had four sisters and two brothers. I understood there was nothing else for me to do but to achieve, to obtain my goals. And the only way that I was able to obtain my goals was the knowledge and the education and the support that I received from my mother. Through that was a blessing of God. I believe that it's really important that you focus. And you can be and you can do and you can have whatever you want to have when you focus and you understand self-preservation is the preservation that's going to take you through. Not
All right
your
now.
Friends, not your associations or your affiliations. But you got to, in order for you to love somebody, I've learned this, I've fallen romantically in love with who I am. I love me some Angela Ellaby. And in learning that, I'm able to go back and teach the importance of love and sharing and giving. Those are the kinds of key things that's going to unlock any door in your heart. When you're able to do these kinds of things for yourself, you can then trust and know that you can go and serve in the capacity of a worshiper and in God's words to help somebody. My life is not important if I'm not sharing it or trying to help somebody.
Exactly.
What then is my contribution? My contribution is the gift that God gives to me as life. I have to work in his vein and share in his work and his word. My life is an example for other people to say, you know what? Give of yourself and give of yourself. Share your experiences. If I didn't share my experiences or my mother didn't share her experiences with me about life, I wouldn't have a purpose. So now I share with all of the stuff that I've gone through, and you'll find that I'm very candid in my speech. I'm very, very candid in my speech, so that I'm very clear to understand the importance of give back and sharing knowledge. That's the only way that we're able to lift it to another level. That's the only way that we're able to help one another when we share. I'm not into holding grudges. I've been doing this. I'm celebrating 40 years of doing what I'm doing. There's been a whole lot of things that have gone on in my life that before I had a understanding of my worth, I wanted to get revenge. Revenge is not the answer. You have to take the negative energies in your life and take it to the next level. Give it to God. He can handle it. I can't handle it. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to play on and I'm going to keep it moving. That's the way my wagon moves. It moves
okay,
in a positive
okay,
direction.
Okay. Now, let me go
and
here
then,
because
and
I
then
want
what's
you.
Really important that you really need to know and for your
what's
listeners that really need to know, I grew up in the city of Newark, a very strong urban city where people did not understand gay life.
Exactly.
And I didn't stumble.
Okay,
so
exactly.
So trying to be who you wanted to be in that day and that time was very difficult to do that. But
mm-hmm.
when you're loving yourself and you're getting the kind of unconditional love from your mother and from your sisters and your brothers, you can move on where society does not exist. And when you love it and you're falling romantically in love with yourself, there's no obstacles. Yes,
exactly.
I was mistreated, I was abused, I was called a faggot, I was called this, I was called that. But you know what? When you're focused and you believe in what you go to do and you believe that there's a God that's going to carry you through, guess what? You become a winner. You become
exactly.
a winner.
Exactly.
Jealousy, I don't even believe in no jealousy. You know what? Hate, what you hating on? God gave you the same abilities that he gave me. Let's not make excuses for our lives because we grew up in the ghetto. Our mother was a drug addict. Our father was an alcoholic. Okay, that was their lives.
Right.
You have different kind of life, then you got to move from it. Raising the projects don't mean I'm from the project. I'm not the project.
Right.
So you
right.
have to really take charge of who you are as an individual. Be responsible. You cannot be accusatory to your life or lifestyle based on the end results of where you know you shouldn't be. You need to take it to the next level, move in the direction of security and understanding of who you are, understanding the lifestyle that you lead is not the lifestyle that people want to understand. But as long as you understand who you are, what you are, and the goal in life, that's the winning result for you.
Okay. Okay. Now, let's define this, because you said this, I've fallen romantically in love with myself. Now, break that down for me, because I don't want folks to sit up there and think that this has become some kind of narcissistic kind of thing. What do you mean by falling romantically in love with you? I think I got it, but I want to hear from you.
I think when we start talking about the misfortunes of our lives as African-Americans, the misfortunes of being raised on welfare dollars, not having what we think we should have, coming from a broken home, growing up gay and not being accepted, going through all of those things become not important. So what I have learned is to take the negatives, remove the negatives, or turn the negatives out, and I start to understand who Angelo Antonio Ellerbe was, the gift of life that God has given to me, that my life has been created by the man above. And in that, I'm encouraged to know that my life is not wrong and it's not right and it shouldn't be questioned. So if you're not loving me as an outsider, I have learned the importance of loving who I am as an insider of my own soul. So when I say I'm not just loving or in love with me, I'm romantically in love with me, because outside of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, there is no one else that stands in the way of loving me the way unconditionally, not for who I am, not for what my contributions have been, but loves me because I'm one of God's children. That's what he wants for me. So I am romantically in love with me, because he is the provider and the keeper of my soul. When the world turns against me for whatever the reason, unconditionally, I have the support of God.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I'm romantically in love with me. I'm not just in love with me. And no, I'm not being conceited. I'm not the most attractive guy in the world, but I've learned to love what he's given to me. And that's the gift of life.
Ah. Okay.
So I hope I answered your question.
Okay, I got it. Okay. And I love it. I titled today's show, Putting the Art in Artist Development. Okay. And so, as you've said, and as we heard in the promo that I played, you know, a little bit of your background, as you've been a fashion designer, you've also been a dancer and a choreographer and those things, but now you wanted to re-put the art in artist development. Why was that so important for you to pick up that helm and say, this is the component that's missing. Why was that important?
It was important for me because I understand that my people, African Americans, people who look like me, have been mistreated from the beginning to the end. We
mm-hmm.
are always looked at as the negative. How many things on the face of this earth is looked at as being positive? When you say black, it's always a negative. I can't think of anything outside of anything but me being positive as a black individual. So an understanding of that, it was back in the 60s where Berry Gordy had the knowledge to understand why racism and prejudice was presented to him and his artists as they were on a come-up of trying to enter into the American marketplace. So
mm-hmm.
it's almost like having an understanding of how do I win in white America? And winning in white America is just like when I lived in Paris for 2 years, they were very insulted that I did not know their customs, that I didn't speak their language. They wouldn't
mm-hmm.
talk to me. So here in America, you have to become American, white America, right? So
say that again. Here in America.
In white America.
You have to become American.
You can look in your social studies book, pull up a map where you can find black America at, then let me know about it because that's where I want to go. So this is white America.
Dig it.
And when we were in Rome, we do what Romans do, right?
That's right.
We're in America,
right.
You can do what Americans tell you to do. I don't care who you are. So at the end of the day, Berry Gordy was getting his music shut down, shut down, shut down. Our music was called beach music in the 50s and the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Our black faces could not go on our own album covers.
Exactly.
White folks were taking our music, singing our songs. Now, we had hits within the community, but we never had national attention.
Right.
He was going to break this barrier down. So I guess he had a meeting of the minds with himself and said, how am I going to win and introduce the Dinah Ross with the Four Tops and on the Temptations into white America? Well, I think
right.
that they got to look like them. They got to talk like them. They got to walk like them. They got to be them. And so he created what was a development program that was going to teach and educate and stimulate their minds to the culture of white America. Diction, speech, mannerisms, all the things that become important to exist in what again? White America. Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't want it to come off that I'm racist. I'm just a realist.
Okay, dig that.
And being a realist, you have to understand what your pros and what your cons are all about. And any time that you think that you equal in America, in white America, then you a damn fool. Because you're never going to be equal. Because
mm-hmm.
white is right.
Okay,
so we have to
right.
conform. We're still conforming to this day. We're still conforming to the way that we have to live our life and how we have to be governed. So it becomes important that you understand that you have to have the kinds of skills to be successful for. And so what he did is he taught them how to be models, how to carry this of poise and diction and mannerisms. And guess what? Now we talk about Diana Ross, we talk about the Supremes, we talk about Mary Wells, we talk about the Four Tops, we talk about the Temptations.
Right.
Because they learned how to play the game in white music America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so with that, and growing up in the city of Newark, and wanting to be a part of the performing arts, I couldn't just open up a PR company. There's more PR companies than there are churches in urban communities.
Now that's a lot.
What was
going to
make my company different? Yeah. I mean, it's on every corner. If there's a bank, there's a church. There's a bank and there's a church. That's what we have in our culture. Don't forget the liquor stores and the laundromat. So here I am trying to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference was that I would see young people who were really trying to enter into the music industry but did not have the wherewithal to succeed. People not being able in this day and time to read or to write, to read a teleprompter. to articulate, to go inside of a meeting and be able to articulate and take control of your meetings. Our young people, you know what? I am so sick and tired of people falling out of the race. I always tell people that it's so important. If you stay in the race, eventually you got to win. So when I see buffoonery, as I see and watching Atlanta Hip Hop, I said it, and it's buffoonery, and it sets us back 400 years.
Exactly.
That's not the display. That's not the display of me. That's not the display of many African Americans, the majority of them. Why do we have to bring this to the television tube that is going to spoil and destroy our young kids out here who have a chance to want to achieve, to go to school, to get better, to get knowledge? Let's get this in order. So when I sit back and I'm watching rappers who can't articulate their points of views and believe that they have to come inside of a record company 40 deep in order to get their point across because somebody has not taken the time to educate them, stimulate them, and motivate them and give them the wherewithal for their mere existence, there's a problem.
Exactly.
That's when artist development became important for me. When I would watch them on television, they couldn't read the teleprompter. Or everything was an MF, an MF, an MF. And would you have to use that kind of insanity? That tells me there's a lack of intellect.
Exactly.
That tells
okay.
me a whole other kind of thing. So that means that somebody got to put their arms around you, or what you need to do is that you need to stop being so ambitious and be ambitious.
Okay. Okay.
You have to take
now,
the time to develop yourself. Every young kid today want to get into this microwave industry for what they look at it to be.
Mm-hmm,
I don't like
mm-hmm.
anything that's microwave. I like instant things. I don't like instant coffee. I like brewed coffee.
That's right. That's right.
I want to take
that's
time
right.
with life. If God has given me this life, then I want to take time to live this life and be important to ensuring my life. I don't want nothing. Don't give me nothing. Let me work
exactly.
for it.
Exactly. Exactly. So I can feel it.
And
I heard that I appreciate
artist
it.
Development, while we talk about mm-hmm. the we talk about the independent record labels. And I think it's great that we're able to cut out the middleman and that the independent record label serves to educate young people who are trying to get out there, give them a chance to go and win. There's certain things that they cut out of the curriculum with regards to independent labels. One of
mm-hmm.
those things is called artist development.
Okay.
We still need it to this day.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you
and
this.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask this, because in this era of the, you know, I got to keep it real, I got to rep my set and this, that, and the other. How was it when you found resistance to it, when you found that, you know, dealing with the hip-hop community particularly, you know, especially since it's gone through its transitions and carrying on from being gangster to, you know, all of that misogyny and all of that women bashing and carrying on that they do. How was it that you found, you know, folks who were resistant to this particular type of training? You know, they feel as though it wasn't repping the hood. It was fake. It was all of that. How did you address that?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I remember many, many years ago, a rapper, and I'll tell you who the rapper was. I think it was Big Daddy Kane or what. Somebody came into my office. And I'm clear to understand what the hip-hop community is about and their likes and their dislikes and the whole other bit. But you got to remember, I told you at the beginning of this conversation that I was romantically in love with me. So
uh-huh.
therefore, I can say and do with respect to all people what I need to say to clear clarity for conversation. So I said, before we start this conversation, you know I'm gay, right? And they looked around,
okay.
They turned around, and they said, so why are you mentioning it to me? I said, because I'm more man than you will ever be. I can identify with who I am, and I want you to identify with it. I don't want you to walk out of my office and somebody say, oh, you was in the faggot's office? That's what I dealt with, okay? I'm clear to understand my own ground. I stand on my own ground. I know who I am.
Okay.
I remember working with an artist once, and I can't give you this person's name. I worked with this guy for 2.5 months. One day we were in the hotel room and we were going through some artist development stuff. He said, you know what, Angela? Man, I hate them fucking faggots. And I turned around and I looked at him. I said, really? Why? Now, him not knowing, I don't know how he didn't, because, I mean, I don't have a sign on my forehead, but clearly you would understand what time it is.
Okay.
I said, why? And then he said, well, no, man, they, you know what I'm saying? They be coming on to me and shit. But I said, so did anyone ever tell you how you needed to deal with gay people? I said, and did anyone ever say to you that you're going to discount your blessings because you don't know who the hell you're talking to? Do you know that there's a more undercover than it is covered? Do you
exactly.
know what time it is? Now, here, I'm going to tell you a little story. What you just said, you don't know if I am or I'm not, but I'm going to tell you that I am. No, man, don't tell me that. You like that, too? I'm like that and a little bit more.
See, ha.
So the reality is that when we begin to educate our young people, particularly in the hip-hop industry, that this is these are the things that you have to be careful of, you could have cut yourself short. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't know the promise of people. You don't know how somebody can help you. But when you come with your opinion, then nobody asks for you your opinion.
Sing
exactly. your songs, know your work, get your lyrics in order, get your stage show in order, and understand your business. There ain't nobody needing your ingredients or your influence to what somebody is about.
Exactly. Exactly. And I wanted to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you have some, you know, in your roster of clientele, you know, I mean, look, you got Shabba Ranks, you have, you know, Chubb Rock, you know, some really, really big names.
You know, it's so funny that you bring up Shabba. It was so funny. I worked with Shabba during the time that he talked about women when he was in London, and he said something about gay people, they should have gasoline thrown on them and a cross and put it
yes.
in the ground. Well, you know what? I had to deal with that. I dealt with that. And I also dealt with the whole Beanie Man thing with Goom Bye Bye. Okay, so here's the reality. I have more letters from gay organizations across this country saying, I don't believe that you. You know what? Yes, I do. Believe this. Let's just believe, because, you know, we all can be non-believers or believers, or we can be Darcy, or we can click our heels three times and come out the land of Oz to understand the reality of it all.
Dig it.
The reality is that that's his teaching. That's from his country. He was raised that way. He don't know
exactly.
no better. I would be the same with him if I didn't sit back and teach him and try to tell him what this life is about and what is customary in America, teaching him the difference in right and wrong. Sure, I could shut it down. I could shut it down and don't work for him. But then what am I serving? What am I doing?
Exactly.
Okay, let's just teach these kids what they need. Now I'm a fool only once. So
okay.
if I'm taking the time to educate you and tell you what you need to be doing and how you need to go about it and defining for you this culture, the reality is, for me, you can learn by one time, but it ain't going to be, we ain't going to play baseball with this one.
Okay.
So it just becomes important that you tell people how to adjust and how to deal with all kinds of trials and tribulations in this industry. Don't walk away from them. Don't be afraid to address the issue, because we become their parents in this industry. We're their mothers and we're their fathers, their aunts and their uncles. And if we don't take on the responsibility of educating them, then we're not doing our jobs.
Exactly. 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 Let's take a pause right here. I'm going to take a little short little break. And when we come back, I want to go on and go into some of the lessons that are taught. You know, for somebody coming into this industry, also for somebody who is, and, you know, needing to get, you know, their foot off the ground, perhaps their career is not going anywhere, what would be some of the lessons or some of the things that you will offer right off the top that they have to know right away in order to say if this is what you want to do? Think on that for a minute. We'll be right back in just a couple of seconds, y'all.
The internet sensation is now in print. Get your copy of the book that will not only change your life, but change your thinking as well. Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey, is a compelling collection of blogs that have been the pinnacle of spiritual development and discernment for its author, internet talk show host Big Meech. Not only does this body of work offer the insight from his life experiences, it provides the reader an amazing opportunity to go on a journey that will awaken insight into their own higher power while encouraging personal growth and spiritual development. With chapters such as, I cannot give you life, nor can I live it for you. Truth is a bad bitch. It's time for a career change. I am not your God. And in what love do you operate? You will be captivated and compelled to take the life lessons the book has to offer and apply them to your life. To get your copy today of Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey, go to www.dishingtea.com, or you can find it on the web at www.amazon.com, or if you prefer an ebook, find it at www.smashwords.com. Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey. Are you ready? Are you ready for the journey?
Hey, 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 what's up, Big Meech? It's your boy, Christopher Williams, and I'm just calling to say, hey, man, you're 3 years old now. Happy anniversary, man. 3 years doing your thing with Dishing the Tea. And I'm just excited and elated for you, man. I know you're going to have as many years as you want to do it. Your show's incredible. You're an incredible person, and God bless you, man. But hope it keeps rocking for you.
Hey, what's up, Big Meech? This is Tony Terry. Just calling to congratulate you on 3 years of Dishing Tea with Big Meech. I wish you many, many, many more years of success. The show is great. I enjoyed my time on the show, and I look forward to coming back. Many blessings. Peace.
We care about each other. We care about one another. We were not, I was born and raised here. I wasn't brought here and delivered here. I give back to my city. We cannot just utilize our people for when we want to get elected. This is a city that stands on hard walls. We fight for this. Back in my day and time, we were afraid to talk about being gay. And this day, at this time, we're celebrating. We're celebrating in the city of Newark the plight and the struggle. And I just would have thought that this city was a multicultural city that accepted all mankind. Because that's what my God made. He didn't give me any prejudice. He didn't give me any racist. He brought me together as one man to serve. And I'm trying to do the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost and give him back. So it's really, really about... It's really, really about... us as a people, as a community. You know, Martin Luther King said he had a dream, and I have a dream too, that one day our mayor of the city of Newark and his city council members can respect us in this community as people, as we pay taxes, as we are educators, as we are stimulators, and as we are motivators, we deserve to be respected as a person and as people. So this award, and I hope this is being recorded, and you can make a DVD and I'll autograph it and you send it to your mayor. Closing, I cannot tell you what my family means to me. I love my mother so much. And I love my brother and my sisters. And it was very important that I brought them here tonight, because I'm not ashamed to tell people that I love them. I want to tell everyone that I love them. I am no one without you. I can't live and exist. And when I was growing up in the city of Newark, doing fashion shows and donating money back to the Peter Ho Foundation and dealing with AIDS and HIV when nobody wanted to deal with AIDS and HIV, there was a mayor in the city of Newark that did care. And I thank you, Sharp.
You're right. That was a little piece of a minute ago. That was back in 08. You had received an award and things, and Mr. Cory Booker was taking his helms and all of that. Now, since that time, has the city of Newark and Mr. Booker redeemed his qualities and things of that, or does the city of Newark still looking for some kind of reprieve on his part, or at least some kind of stepping up to and stepping into the shoes of former Mayor Sharp?
Well, I have a love relationship with the residents of the city of Newark, and I never, ever, ever will hold anything against the residents of the city of Newark. I always say that Newark is the greatest city in the world, and I respect every resident, every woman, and every child that has lived there and come up during, particularly during the times that I have. I do have a problem with the officials that cannot respect the rights of all God's children, of all human beings, of all residents. Don't come to me for a vote, because don't come to me for my vote if you didn't want my gay vote. But when I go to the ballot, it doesn't say, are you a gay male, are you a lesbian, are you a homosexual? It just says, mark your ballot, it's for the best person, right?
Right,
so don't come
exactly.
back and do, and don't come back and reverse the psychology on me that you can't come to the event because it's gay driven. I have a problem with it. Have we men princes? Oh hell no, we haven't. I would hope one day that somebody can take the maturity pill with two glasses of water and grow up and understand the difference in right and wrong. And be a man, and really be a man, and simply stand on the grounds for all people, not for some of the people, not for the Latinos, not for the African American, but for all of God's children. We come in a rainbow and an assortment, and we all should be respected and appreciated as residents of that fair city that I was born and reared in.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the particular question that I posed before. You have maybe the new babies or just, you know, some seasoned folk who, you know, are redesigning their career. We have a number of artists now who have transitioned over to become independent artists now. They no longer have contracts with any of the record labels or anything like that. What are the key components that you would say right off the riff, if you don't know this, then you don't know your business as far as coming into this?
The first thing that I think that you have to do is understand humble ground, staying humble, right? Understanding the who, the what, the when, the where, and the whys of the music industry, understanding the importance of your diction and your speech, understanding the importance of relationships and what relationships will do for you and how they can help you and how they can turn to hurt you if you're not clear to understand the importance of the relationship. I think in this day and this time that respect lacks in our music and entertainment industry, particularly when we start to talk about our urban side. You know, I think what stands to my mind it's those overachievers who have learned the importance of staying in the race. And that has to be like a Beyonce, and it has to be a Jay-Z, who is really clued into understanding the business of music. They get no one gave them anything. They worked for everything. They applied themselves. When they come on the stage, particularly Beyonce, she gives you a show. She makes sure she's beautiful. She makes sure that she's able to move. She's personable. She understands all of the necessary ingredients that it takes really for the making of a star. I think that being humble and having the kind of team of people around you that is going to give you the kind of supervision and advice and counsel that is going to take you to your next level. It's just not about including your friends in your business, because if you take the word friend and you split in the middle, you're going to get an end of a friendship.
Mm-hmm,
so you need team professionals into your life and understand that these are the people that are going to help you to administer and help you to further understand the importance of longevity, humbleness. And do your homework to understand. Don't depend on no manager. Depend on you. All these kids would tell you that they have to go talk to my manager. But why am I talking to your manager? What happens if your manager has done something to you? What happens if they die? Then you're in a stalemate. You need to understand about your publishing. You need to understand about your royalty statements. You need to understand your accounting. You need to sign your own damn checks. You need to understand that you don't need to bring 5 and 6 and 7 people because on your trips with you or on your tours, unless they're desperately needed, because it's all about recoupables. It's all everybody taking their money back. You got to understand how this business really works.
Okay. You know, let's go there as far as entourages are concerned. And grooming an artist. Because in that hip-hop land, and I don't know what this is with black folks, to where we feel we got to have Cousin Ray Ray and Big Roshan, and because they was down with me in the hood, I want my friends with me and this, that, and the other. Why is that such a big to-do as far as having this great, big, old, huge entourage? Because, now, you know, my donut job here, I work in a hotel. And I do hotel security. And it's never the artists that give us the problem. It's the entourage. They the ones. Yeah. We got a $200 smoking fee. You the ones in the room smoking the marijuana. And then we got to call the police and then something go down because that's an illegal substance. The entourage is the one that's always demanding, you know, always cutting up. This ain't right. That ain't right. Need new sheets. Oh, she looked at me wrong.
Well, you know, that's why I say take the word friend and split the end, split it in the middle, and you're going to get an end of your career and an end of your relationship with them, so don't take them on the road. If you think that they're there to help you, they're only there to harm you. You need to understand who you're bringing out as representatives, because if anything goes down, they don't care about who the person is that did it. They're going to say it was you because you're the star of it.
Because you're the name. That's right. That's right.
You're the one who's going to get the media. You're the name. So we have to get our young artists today to understand that they are going to, it's like they're going to be responsible for anyone's action that is in their entourage. So I'm totally against entourages. I'm into people who are coming on the road to help you work. To make sure that everything is systematically going to be run and professionally handled. I don't believe in someone there on the road to roll up your weed or to go silly things. You know, and you have to remember that I managed one of the biggest selling rap artists, DMX, for 5.5 years. And, I mean,
exactly.
The things that went on there was just totally insane. And at the end of the day, everybody got a check, and they had no loyalty. They had no dedication to him. They were just there for the check, or because they grew up with him, or because they knew him, or and then we were defining jobs for these people, paying them, and they really were not. They were just there hanging.
Okay, exactly. Now, listen, I was just messaged that your 2 o'clock has just come in, so you got to go take care of some business. So let's wrap this up. If anybody want to know more about the inside of the business with you, how to become a client, how to become on your roster, what it is they need to learn about Double Exposure Entertainment, what it is they need to learn about Angelo Anthony Ellerbe, where do they go?
When they can always call me, really, I answer the phones. I pick up and I talk to people. My 201-224-6570. They can send me an email to the LFB group at AOL.com. They could go to my Facebook or go to my website, which is DXXNYC.com.
All right.
And I really would like to hear from your listeners. I'm sorry that my time is being cut short, but I'm here for my people, and particularly I'm here for my community of people, and I think you know what I'm talking about. Those young gay people out here trying to get into the music industry, I'm here to hear you. I'm here to understand you and to guide you. For those young people who are just heterosexual and want to be a part of the music industry, I'm open to you. I'm open to all of God's children.
Well, all righty then. Now, you better understand that. Okay, well, let me let you get to your 2 o'clock because I don't want to be, you know, the bearer of holding up progress, honey. So you go ahead and take care of that. We'll talk again soon. And thank you for coming on Dishing Your Tea with me, baby.
Listen, I listen, and I thank you for Dishing Tea with me because, you know, you're a very important media person. I think the people need to understand the many contributions that you make, and particularly to our community of people and our listeners. So it becomes really, really, really good that you stay in the race.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Well, I'm here as long as God give me breath, honey. I'm here. You hear me?
And would you give your mother a big hug for me and a big kiss for me?
I sure will.
And tell her to continue to take care.
I share with Mama. I got to give you a big hug, honey. Okay. All right, then.
Okay.
Go ahead on and take care of that. We'll talk again real soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Be blessed.
All right, baby. You too. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Angelo Ellerby, honey. You know, I'm sorry that he had to go so quickly, but, you know, as I said, we're online, and his assistants, you know, I told them to pull my coattail when everything was going down. But, you know, we were getting comfortable. You know, and that's just the beauty of the show. As we get comfortable, sometimes it takes us into many different areas and stuff. So I'm glad that we had this time. We'll bring him back again when we have a few more, when his time is a little more affordable, because I want to go into the whole avenue of understanding, you know, the artists in this industry, because, you know, as we all know, there's a lot of LGBT artists in this industry who feel as though they can't come out, they can't be themselves, and this, that, and the other. So that would be the second part of the interview that we'll have with him at a later time. But until that time, darlings, let me review. Make sure you guys take care of yourselves. I'm pulling up my information again. I want to review the announcements from earlier as far as Black Ning is concerned. This weekend, Saturday, September 1st, from 9 p.m. until 2 a.m., our own Pharaoh's Treasure Box is going to be there with his products, and also African Easy Silk is going to be there at the Luxurious Pie Banquet Hall. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns about that, call Jumo at 313-587-6208. 313-587-6208. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the door. If you come after 11 o'clock, they say slightly higher. So all my big ballers and shot callers, yeah, honey, that's going to be y'all. Okay, come up in there. You can afford paying $50 a person. Okay, yeah, you go right on and do that. I'm getting there. I'm on a $12 ticket. Okay, for those of you coming down this weekend for Atlanta Black Gay Pride, Friday from 7 to 9, Keeping It Big, we'll be hosting the meet and greet, a wine and cheese meet and greet at the Residence Inn here on Barfield Road near the Perimeter Center. And also Sunday they'll be hosting their Keeping It Big Presents Sex in the ACL, honey, doing it our way, big style. Okay, so for more information, you can go to the Facebook page and go to the Keeping It Big page, and you will be able to get any information there. Okay, or if you just need to, email me, BigMeach, BigMeach, @dishingtea.com, for more information about those two events, okay? So without any further ado, my darlings, I want you to join in tomorrow. We have a special edition show tomorrow where we will be talking from the representatives from the state of Black Gay America, where we're going to be hosting them as they give us a preview as to what's going on this year at this year's summit, what the theme is. And we're going to delve deep into this just a little bit because, you know, last year I was on the panel. And there's a couple of things I want to see if we have some resolve, what is the expectations and all of that. So that's what we're going to look for this time. So you guys, without any further ado, honey, if you love me, tell a friend. If you hate me, tell an enemy. But do know this, one way, shape, style, form, fashion, or color, this thing will move forward, honey. You can finish all of your crumpets now because the tea has been dished, and you've been dishing tea, darlings, with Big Meats, honey. Until then, I will talk with you guys on the next time. Ciao.